The year of upsets. The first upset, of course, being the introduction of surfing as a contestable sport within the Olympics. It's the first time that it actually has been up there, and we were ready for taking up our place on the podium. South Africa's our lone hope in the surfing event in the Olympics, Bianca Buitendag, is a silver medalist, having won yesterday, competing against or losing only to the USA's Carissa Moore in the finals yesterday morning. If you had watched it, you would have seen that it was a very rough, choppy conditions that they were actually competing in, inconsistent waves over 2 meters high, and was difficult for the competitors. But even harder, of course, for Bianca, according to her coach, was the fact that she was competing with an ankle injury. You know about that kind of mental fortitude it takes to push through and still medal under those conditions. Bianca, we're so excited to have you on the show. First and foremost, a South African, congratulations, wamkelekile, to the Big Breakfast broadcast. How are you this morning?
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me. I am exhausted, but excited in the same time. It's been a very eventful 3 days, and very proud of my team and my coach and myself in our achievement.
And there's nothing like bowing out at the top of your game. You've decided to retire straight after this win. What brings you to that decision?
Well, there are a few personal reasons, but I just felt like I had used all the opportunities that came my way in the sport, and I'm really looking forward to the next chapter of my life. I have been involved in an NGO in George, mm-hmm. Where we are planning on building a primary school next year. So we are busy with fundraising for that. It's Life Community Services in George. So mm-hmm. that would be my next step.
Well, please join us again. I know you've got so many interviews that you need to take up this morning. Please join us again to discuss Life Community Services in future. We were just discussing earlier about how wonderfully our Olympians tend to contribute to society. You're only 27, so your next chapter is going to be a long one. And having done so well so early in your life, we really do look forward to what you have to do there. Just out of interest, what are you looking forward the most to in the time that you have left in Tokyo?
Well, we are supposed to get out of the country within 48 hours. So I've running a strict schedule, buying the last souvenirs and taking in the last few hours in the Olympic Village, which has been a fantastic experience and something I will never forget.
Incredible. What a really great swan song to this incredible career. Congratulations again, Bianca. Bianca Buitendag, our silver medalist at the Tokyo Games. 48 hours to get out the country and get a couple tchotchkes on your way. We will welcome you back to the show, I'm sure, to discuss your wonderful NGO in George. All the best.